And we're joined now by Steve Roberge. He's a forester with the cooperative, and you know, he's a maple aficionado, I would, it's safe to say.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
Steve is here in the studio with us now. So, Steve, tell me what's happening this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend is what we call the New Hampshire Maple School. It's a it's an event designed for sugar makers, everyone from backyard producers all the way up to large scale maple producers, to learn a little more about the craft of making maple syrup, whether it's tapping trees or boiling more efficiently in the sugar house. And so this event will run all day up in Tilton, New Hampshire.
So as a novice, is this something I'd want to be trying out?
Yeah, it is, and that's we've designed this event so that there are concurrent sessions where you could have a very basic talk about, you know, just tapping or getting into maple sugaring, all the way up to some advanced technologies that the bigger producers would use. And so if you're the novice, you have an option to learn some basic stuff, or you could rub out elbows with those people or pick the brains of people who've been doing it for decades.
Are we seeing a lot more backyard maplers coming to the table now? Are you seeing a lot more people that have kind of come to this as a hobby?
Yeah, I think it follows the pattern of backyard poultry.
So backyard chickens.
Yeah, everyone's got chickens in their backyard, and it's that same interest of just producing food at the local level or just trying things out. And there's been a lot. There has been that resurgence, both young and old, with people here in New Hampshire. And we do Cooperative Extension does a number of backyard maple sugaring seminars throughout the year, and we'll do, you know, across the state. And there's been a strong response to those when we hold those events.
What tips would you have for someone who was just starting out or wanted to kind of dabble in this little bit and see what it's all about? Should they come this weekend and take the seminar and see what see if that'd be something they want to get interested in? Or
yeah, I think that's a good start, just because again, there's some pretty basic classes out there at the Maple School, but also there's a whole group of people who are willing to share their knowledge with someone just starting out, and both good and bad experiences that they've gone through the years. And you know, if someone's looking to get into maple sugaring, I always tell them to find someone locally who knows how to do it and help them out. Mm-hmm. Check it out, because it's for a lot of people, it's not for them. And so you don't want to go out, buy all the equipment, go whole hog into it, and then find out like, oh gee, I really don't like doing this.
Yeah. I hear you judge maple syrup tasting competitions.
Yeah.
Can you give us a taste of that? What's that like?
Yeah, it's it sounds like a great, wonderful experience, but when you have 80 samples to go through, you end up drinking anywhere from a quart to a half gallon of syrup.
How do you feel after that?
Pretty horrible about yourself. Yeah, there's no way to get out of that.
That's like taking a giant box of just pure sugar, I would imagine, at some point.
It's pure sugar, yeah. And, you know, I think a half gallon of maple syrup is about 6,000 calories, so you can get a sense of that.
Is there a lot of complexity to syrup? I mean, is it like a beer or a wine where you can really kind of develop your palate?
Yeah, and there's tasting schools that exist. So it'd be usually it's a two-day tasting school. They do it across North America. And you'll spend a whole day learning what syrup should taste like. And, you know, there's the different grades, or, you know, different colors of syrup. And with those colors of syrup comes a taste that's associated with it. So the really dark syrups have a really strong maple flavor. The really light ones have more of a buttery vanilla with hints of maple and everything in between.
When you have those tastings and so on, do you talk about pairings, what they go best with, what you use to bake with, how you cook with it, or what you do with it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of good things that you can pair syrup with, and everyone has their own preferences. My favorite is bourbon ice cream with maple on top of that.
Yeah. Steve Roberge, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Rick.